South Coast Sports Radio, Lee Roberts with Fran Kirby. Fran, how did it feel coming back here tonight in a Chelsea tracksuit as opposed to a Reading one?
It's pretty different. Exciting for me as well to come back and watch all the girls again. But, you know, it was a really good game and I really enjoyed watching it, and obviously happy that Chelsea got the 3 points, and obviously a bit gutted for my old teammates. But, no, really, really enjoyed it.
Obviously, you're still very popular in the middle of our interview, obviously signing autographs. What does it mean to you to actually be a role model to these young girls?
It's still quite surreal for me, actually. I never really experienced as much as I have done, especially tonight. But... No, I mean, it's great that a lot of younger girls are looking up to female footballers now. And when I was younger, I was looking up to people like Thierry Henry and the male side. So it's nice now that the females have role models to look up to as well.
And what does it mean to you as a player forward to be playing at Wembley yourself? What does it mean to you personally?
I mean, it's a great honour. I mean, obviously, I was lucky enough to get the chance with England as well against Germany. But I think playing in an FA Cup, it's just so... something that's never happened before and something that everyone's so excited to do. And I mean, it's just a great occasion, especially being in the FA Cup.
A lot's been made about the fact that you've transferred from Reading to Chelsea and you genuinely do not know the transfer fee. Is that actually true? You genuinely don't know what it is?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to know. For me, I didn't have anything to do with the money side of it. I'm here to play football. And for me going forward, it's between the clubs and what they want to spend on me, what Reading wanted for me, what Chelsea were willing to spend. So yeah, but on a personal note, I didn't really want to know what it was, because if anything, it adds more pressure onto me as a player, and I feel I have to play like a worldie every game. So yeah, definitely.
And what did it mean to playing in Canada? I was just speaking to you off the interview, saying I was watching you in Canada. What did it mean to play out there, especially against Canada, with the vocal following that they had?
It was an amazing experience, one that I'm never ever going to forget, obviously for the fact that we got a bronze medal, but just being out there and getting my debut out there, getting my first goal and beating the host nation in front of 55,000 Canadians, it's absolutely amazing. I mean, obviously we were absolutely devastated to get knocked out and we were really disappointed, but I think when we look back at it now, it's a real learning curve, especially for myself, and relishing the highs and the lows of the tournament. Obviously you got the lows of getting knocked out, but then you get the highs of winning a bronze medal, so... Even me, it was learning.
Well, you got dubbed Mini Messi by Mark Sampson. What did that mean to you?
Obviously, it was a massive compliment. Something that he called me in training a few times. But, I mean, for me, it just shows the faith and trust he has as a manager. Obviously, it adds a bit more pressure onto you as a player. But I wasn't going to turn around and tell him not to call me, because it's him showing that he's got faith and trust in me.
And how different is it to be managed by Emma as your club manager now, as opposed to Kelly, your old manager?
Emma's better. No, I'm kidding. no, I mean, Emma's great. Like, she understands you as a player, as a person, and knows what's best for you as well. And it's the same throughout the whole club. The medical staff look after you really well, and you feel not 100%, then you don't train, you don't play. And that's the difference. And obviously I had lots of good memories under Kelly, and she's an excellent manager and one that I know will really relish in WSL1 when the club get promoted. So, I mean, I enjoyed working with both of them, but obviously now my main focus is on working with Emma and learning from her, because I'm a player that likes to learn.
And you are obviously a role model to lots of young players. Before we go, if you had one piece of advice to the young girls possibly listening to this interview now, what would that advice be, Fran?
Probably just to never give up on something that you love. That's a really big statement for me, because obviously everyone knows my story and my background, and for me... I never thought that I'd never do it. So never just think that that's time for enough.
Well, Fran, thank you for speaking with us. We'll let you show in your autographs. Thank you very much.
Thanks.